Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. The beef industry delighted with a move to try to limit dust regulations. Back on that in just a moment.
Hear that? Well, that's the sound of environmental stewardship at work on Steve House's farm in west central Oklahoma. The North Canadian River runs smooth and healthy through his land, thanks in part to House's efforts to improve water quality by growing buffer strips, filtering the water as it runs off his farm. Steve House is a proud member of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, feeding and clothing the world, one farmer at a time.
The Oklahoma Beef Council wants you to know what your beef checkoff dollars are doing. Here's Baxter Black.
Did you know the Beef Quality Assurance Program is made possible by your beef checkoff? Well, this is Baxter Black with a good word about our BQA program. It helps folks like you and me get more value out of our cattle, and it tells consumers we're working hard to deliver a safe and wholesome product that tastes great. Learn more about BQA at mybeefcheckoff.com. Paid for by the Beef Checkoff.
A new proposal would choke off EPA efforts to impose stringent new dust rules on the nation's farmers and ranchers. The bipartisan Farm Dust Regulation Prevention Act, introduced by South Dakota Representative Kristi Noem, would halt EPA plans to tighten the current dust standards for a year. Ashley Lyon is the Deputy Environmental Counsel for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a group that is delighted with this proposal.
Areas are different, and dust across the United States is different in different areas. So giving the state and local authorities the first chance to regulate dust in the way that they see appropriate is an important feature of this bill and one that we fully support.
And in areas where there are no dust rules?
The administrator would then, if she intended to regulate dust, if she would want to regulate that type of dust in a local area or a state and apply the federal standards, she would have to first make the finding that, one, this dust causes substantial adverse health effects, and then secondly would also have to make a determination based on a cost-benefit analysis that the benefits of imposing such regulation will be greater than the cost.
So far, Lyon says that the EPA has shown no cost-effective way to reduce farm dust, and while the real purpose is to go after urban dust, Lyon says doubling the stringency of the standard would put much of rural America into non-attainment.
It's not feasible in many parts of the country. You know, NCBA had a study commissioned recently that found that almost all of the Midwest, West, and Southwest would go into non-attainment should this lower standard be put in place.
Now, according to Ashley Lyon with NCBA, the Environmental Protection Agency could propose a rule as early as June, despite reported claims and repeated claims by Administrator Lisa Jackson that the whole farm dust issue is a myth.
When the administrator says that, you know, she has not proposed a rule yet and they have no intent of regulating dust, farm dust, we take no comfort in that statement of hers because of the path that they are currently on.
That path includes a staff recommendation to double the current standard and a similar one from EPA's Clean Air Scientific Advisory Committee. When I say doubling the current standard, I mean it'll be twice as stringent. That means a lot less dust would put you into non-compliance with the federal regulators. According to National Cattlemen's Beef Association's news release, they say they support H.R. 1633. That's the bill number, because it restores common sense to the dust standard while also maintaining the protections of the Clean Air Act. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Mark your calendar for the Hall Coyote Hills Ranch Limousine Production Sale Saturday, May 1st at the ranch, Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Selling 60 fall calving cow-calf pairs, 25 purebred cows with September and October calves and rebred, 22 Limflex cows with September and October calves and rebred, 13 registered Angus cows, 10 bulls. For more information and a sale catalog, call 580-597-3006 or on the web at hallchr.com. Saturday, May 1st, the Hall Coyote Hills Ranch Limousine Production Sale.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.